Well, we reported recently on the discovery of plastic debris in one of the world's most remote places, the Mariana Trench, which extends 7 miles deep beneath the ocean surface in the western Pacific near Guam, a place long thought pristine, untouched by pollutants. But researchers also found plastic microbeads in every little crustacean they tested from the trench. And now they've found radioactive material from nuclear detonations, so-called bomb carbon, in the same sea creatures. Adam Levy writes about it all in Scientific American. He joins us by Skype. Adam, welcome.
Pleasure to be here.
And we know that scientists have been able to trace the reach of these detonations since, practically since they first began in 1945. And so remind us, they do this by measuring levels of carbon?
Yes, so carbon-14 exists naturally in the atmosphere. It's a radioactive version of carbon. But over the 1950s, the 1960s, thanks to thermonuclear bomb tests, the levels of carbon-14 in the atmosphere doubled. Since then, it's gradually been spreading around the world, into the oceans, into life, including us.
Well, and there's also residue from the explosion at Chernobyl and Fukushima's nuclear disaster. So there's that as well. But talk about what was found in the Mariana Trench and how researchers responded to this.
So they looked at these shrimp-like crustaceans, which live right at the bottom of the ocean. We're talking miles deep. Mm-hmm. If it was just thanks to the ocean current, it would probably take this extra bomb carbon about 1,000 years to reach this point. But living animals, when they die, they fall to the bottom of the ocean. And when they poop, that poop goes to the bottom of the ocean. And the organisms at the bottom of the ocean eat that. And in the process, they have also absorbed some of this bomb carbon, this carbon-14, from our nuclear tests in the middle 20th century.
Well, a couple of things. First of all, I love when you speak scientifically about poop and such things that are floating to the bottom and being eaten by these crustaceans. But that's how it got there so fast. I mean, this, it sounds like, was a stunning revelation.
Well, I think a lot of researchers might have expected it to get there because, you know, it's been everywhere else. And we know that, you know, things near the surface of the ocean fall down. It's still sad to see it there. It's sad to have that suspicion confirmed and see that, yes, this signature from our nuclear tests has made it to such a far-flung part of the world.
Well, it's a reminder of how the food chain works because the bomb carbon had been spread around the world. You know, it's taken up by the carbon dioxide of plants. Plants are then eaten by animals. Animals, you know, include humans. So you remind us that this is in the food chain.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this bomb carbon has actually been used to put a date on the age of living tissue, including human tissue, and see kind of how different parts of the human body age at different rates. So it really is everywhere, including ourselves.
Well, it's in things like glaciers. How will that be impacted as glaciers are melting?
Yeah, so there's signatures not just from these nuclear bomb tests, but also from the fallout, as you mentioned, of Chernobyl and Fukushima nuclear disasters. So in this case, there are actually quite dangerous nuclear contaminants in glaciers. And as the world warms up, these glaciers will retreat. These chemicals will then be released.
Talk about the wider meaning of finding this so-called bomb carbon in these little shrimp at the, you know, 7 miles deep into what was thought was pristine environment and in glaciers also thought at one time to be pristine, but now locked in there and to be released by global warming. What's the wider meaning of this?
Well, every single person I spoke to said that this idea that there's some pristine place on the planet which we haven't touched, that is safe from us, that isn't affected by us at all, this idea doesn't really hold water. Wherever we look, there's our fingerprints all over it. One of the researchers I spoke to found plastic in the bottom of the ocean in the Mariana Trench. He described his own work as the saddest piece of research I've ever been involved with. That's William Reed. That kind of captures a lot of the emotion around this because there are these places which we think of as kind of magical and so far away, and yet wherever we look, there we are.
In fact, some are saying that humans have created a new age, a new geological epoch.
Yeah, so this epoch some are calling the Anthropocene. It's nothing to be proud of, unfortunately, but it is as this idea that we've changed the world so much that you can see that geologically. And actually, studies like this kind of add weight to that. One of the ideas around the Anthropocene is that the nuclear testing of the mid-20th century ushered in a kind of definite point when the Anthropocene began. And now we're seeing that nuclear materials from that are reaching the bottom of the ocean. It kind of adds weight to that idea that the whole world was affected by humans at that point and beyond.
That's Scientific American writer Adam Levy. We'll link you to his article, Bomb Carbon Has Been Found in Deep Ocean Creatures, in Scientific American at hereandnow.org. Adam, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.